on the road again at 10:48 at night, rocketing down Highway 132 in the greater California Central Valley. It's Bob and Andrew once again, having visited yet another park and having come away from one heck of a ball game at the Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum, I think is still the technical name of it.
Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Yes.
Well, let me introduce myself. Hi, everybody. I'm Andrew Moffitt, also known as Cheeseball Moffitt.
Cheeseball Moffitt has been up for quite a while, and so
I had too much sugar.
We had too much sugar, and we were up at roughly 7:30 in the morning or so, ripping paint off the side of a house. And if you hear the sound of bouncing chains in the back of our car, it's because there are bouncing chains in the back of our car, and
we don't have a human tied up,
and we don't have very good shock absorbers apparently, which we need to rectify. But anyway. So it was A's hosting the Dodgers. The A's 8-3 to start the second half of the season, and the Dodgers just ugly to start the second half of the season.
Ugly.
As we approach the Coliseum, my good sir, your first thoughts?
Trashy.
Prison sprung to mind.
just a little bit.
There was a scrap heap junkyard thing as you walked across the causeway. I will say though that parking and taking BART into the stadium was possibly the smartest thing I did all day.
It was, by the way.
It was pretty easy. So that was cool. Walked in, Coliseum was, God, it's ugly. It really is. It's an ugly building. Walked in, and then we walked around a little bit. Who was the nice lady at BART who helped us?
I forgot.
Catherine Christina. BART lady, we love you. I can't remember your name exactly, but that was a long time ago. Anyway, she helped us.
A nice little 3 hours.
She helped us negotiate some stuff. And anyway, walked into BART, and we were able to watch batting practice. And you got a ball.
Yes, it was underneath my foot. River Ryan tried 3 times to get it up to us. Once he just completely missed. The second one, he just barely missed hitting like the little metal sheeting.
Facade.
Okay, I didn't know what to call it.
I know.
And then the other one, he overshot us and we just had to go and find it. But thank you, River Ryan. We have a baseball now. And EB.
Very cool. Tried to get him to sign it. He signed a whole bunch of kid stuff and just didn't have time to sign the ball, but that's okay. We appreciate it. We might send him a letter. Go, hey, you remember us? Would you mind signing a piece of paper or something? Because that was pretty cool. And last time we saw him pitch, he did pretty well. So Stone started for the Dodgers, and first inning was kind of rough. Well, first inning was great for the Dodgers. Teoscar Hernandez, two-run home run. Things looked pretty good, and then Stone came out and walked a couple guys, and it was rough, but he got out of it. Fourth inning rolls around, and balls start flying out of the ballpark, Andrew.
But not for the right team, unfortunately.
Well, it depends on who you're rooting for. The spitter is supposed to be unbiased.
Neutral.
Yes.
But we have a very biased host right here, so you can't really say that.
You were wearing a Dodgers hat and a Dodgers shirt, so... We had two guys hit one out. Brown hit one out, and then...
Lansinger, whatever his name
is. Lagensbrunner? Lappenstuber.
I don't know. Something with Lansinger.
Lagsfaller.
It has L-A-N and S. I don't... Sorry, we don't know how to pronounce your name.
It's actually Langeliers.
We're stupid.
As in, hello, my name's Altabera Langeliers. What's your name? Anyway.
You sound so weird.
Well, yeah, well, he hit the ball weird, and it went out of the park. He crushed that
thing. You could barely hit the ball.
Langeliers?
No, you.
Oh, whatever. All right, so anyway, Langeliers took one deep. That was like 400 36 feet or something. He crushed it, and then Brown hit one out. And then the next inning, the A's then struck for four more as the top of the lineup did some serious damage.
So, Butler, Angelar, and Blade, all got hits, or except for Butler, he walked.
All right, so
Angelar had a triple, and Blade had a double, and then as Joe Kelly came in, he gave up a nice dead center home run to Rooker.
Yeah, and by the way,
two RBIs.
Yeah, I don't know where Rooker came from. I don't know what Rocky called out from under, but whoever let him go came into the game hitting like 293 and left the game hitting over 300 and crushed that ball. I mean, we were watching batting practice, and it was almost impossible for the Dodgers to hit one out. Anything that went to center died on the warning track, and he hit one. What was it? 419?
Yes.
Off, you know, about 15-20 feet above the top of the fence. And they're very impressive. But then the bottom, so then the Dodgers put multiple people on base. And did any of them score?
Yes.
Not the next two innings.
Well, non-7 and 8 yeah. or 6.
5.
But in the nice little magical ninth inning.
It was pretty. It was pretty.
Kike Hernandez got a single. Then was moved over by Outman getting a walk. And then Shohei Ohtani came up to the plate.
How many times have we seen Shohei Ohtani get a hit in person?
None.
Zero. Ever.
0 for 7.
And I believe that also includes, I think there's like an 0 for 12 perhaps, including the time when we saw the Angels play Texas. I don't think he got a hit then either.
I didn't think he was in the league yet.
Yeah, he was. But, anyway, so we have never seen Shohei get a hit, and Shohei has been trying to be patient, took the first pitch. For once, it wasn't a strike, which was helpful. count went to 1-1. He pulled one down the right field line, which he'd already done once. And then that home run that he hit then was, I mean, it was a tracer. When you hear the term tracer, that's what it was. I didn't think it had the distance to go. It just kept going and going and going and going. So when he hit it, did you think it was out?
No, I thought it was going to die. I thought it was just going to go around the warning track. Oh, here's an ambulance.
And nice. An ambulance. We're going to pull over
and let it just go by.
There you go. Hey, this public service announcement brought to you by the spitter. When you see an ambulance coming, and you can, pull over.
Now we will resume our regularly scheduled broadcast.
Exactly. So then Smith came up, and he's just did not look good today. He got called out on a called third strike, which I don't – he doesn't demonstrate a lot, but, man, he was not happy. And – voiced his opinion. I was kind of surprised the way he stood there talking to the home plate umpire that he didn't get rung up, but he didn't. And then 6-3 put out to end the game. So immensely entertaining to the good people from Oakland behind us who used multiple F-bombs and who had obviously been tailgating before the game, as evidenced by the fact that they finally asked Andrew here, who was 12,
that was actually kind of funny.
How much are you in tailgating? And
they were not that drunk sounding.
Well, they did not sound sober.
But they weren't like that.
They were not sober. Anyway, which is fine. But when your friends have just point-elbowed you and said, hey, ease up on the F-bombs. And then you just continue to unload F-bombs for the rest of the game. And then you ask a 12-year-old how many times he's... the game and tailgated. anyway, they were lovely people. They had obviously been enjoying the game, and so we appreciated meeting them, and they had wise words for Andrew at the end of the game, which was something along the lines of, listen to everything your father tells you to do, because he's a good dude, something along those lines, so.
Kind of meant it, but they didn't actually say that.
Yes, absolutely, Jesse absolutely meant it, we appreciate Jesse.
He just said appreciate the time that you have with your dad.
Exactly. So
Since you'll probably be gone in 20 years.
Did we appreciate the... wow, look at that. You're already bumping me off. Did we appreciate the sunset?
Yes.
It was gorgeous sunset. We were second deck. The higher seats you have, the better view you have of the sunset and of the city and the skyline, etc. So the view after about the seventh inning was pretty amazing. And actually, you know, as dumpy looking as it was walking up, you know, we had a lot of fun on the third deck.
Yes.
What was there?
There was a race against Ricky Henderson machine where it has a kind of a simulation thing where it'll count your time until you reach a certain spot. And it will compare you to what time Ricky Henderson would get on that. I got 2.37. Ricky would have gotten 1.41 on that dash sprint.
And I must have got somewhere around 1.29. Is that right?
No. I smoked you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you left early. Anyway.
Right.
So there was that. Then there was the wiffle ball batting thing, which... I think it said you hit one, the baseball equivalent would have been 355 feet, something like that.
I think it would have been longer.
I think it was 351. So that was cool. And then they had, what else? They had ping pong and...
Pitching thingy for sure.
Cornhole, yeah. So there was a lot of stuff for kids to do before the game. And they had a tiki bar set up. And it was, you know, the environment inside was cool, but guess what? Yeah, 6,200 fans every day are showing up to games protesting because the team's leaving town. And right now the team, you know, for the first half of the season, the team stunk. So, you know, it's sad to see the A's leaving Oakland. The fans have never been particularly... especially supportive. I mean, we looked up the attendance rates and
they're abysmal.
The year they made the World Series, even back in the glory days of the late 80s, early 90s, 2.9 million. Never got over 3 million. And then, you know, then the team still offers to build a stadium and then the city can't bring itself to make that happen. I mean, I still blame the city, but the t-shirt, I like the t-shirts though that said sell. And people were, I mean, to the owners, hey, if you can't make it work, sell it to somebody who can.
And also their owner's kind of notoriously cheap, so.
I don't know. I mean, the owner, what I've read, The A's have offered to have tried to build a stadium and the city of Oakland screwed it up. So if the city of Oakland really wants the A's, just let them build the stadium. I mean, what do you want? So anyway,
they want to have control over how the stadium looks and acts.
Apparently it's off to Sacramento. That's the theory. I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not, but that's supposedly the plan
for the next two seasons.
So, but we enjoyed, I think, more than we expected, the what was offered at the Coliseum. We appreciated the efforts of the participants, and we appreciate you for listening to yet another episode of the Spitter Podcast as Bob and Andrew traipse about the United States visiting baseball stadiums. Oh, the hot dog. How was the hot dog?
Just very, very thick. It was a very thick hot dog, and it just tasted like normal beef.
Big hot dog tasted like beef, but really rubbery, and so was yours. So I don't know if that's the brand of hot dog or whatever, but the consistency was kind of weird. and would definitely put it like next to last so far in our list of 7 hot dogs that we've got going. But it's, I mean, it's, the taste was good.
I thought it was 8.
The taste was good. 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
I think it's 7.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd put it, but it's still, I mean, the taste was good, but there you go. The lemonade, I appreciate it. Absolutely. I enjoyed the lemonade. So, best $8 I spent today was on lemonade. You got anything else?
No, not really.
All right. Well, the Dodgers are fighting it. The A's look a lot better, and I'm guessing are ramping up for next year when they're moving to a new home, hoping that Sacramento will support them. And we wish them the best, and we wish you the best, too. So thanks again for listening. This is thespitter.com and thespitter.com podcast, available almost nowhere right now, but we're working on it. And hopefully stay tuned, and hopefully we'll make it easier for you to find us in the future. So long. Catch you next time.